So, it's good to be back.
Tak, je dobré byť naspäť.
And it's good to be home.
Dobré byť doma.
So, you guys knew that Ivetka and I and the guys took a trip home to California.
Ako viete, Ivetka a ja, chlapci, sme išli späť domov do Kalifornie.
And it was good to be home. We got to see family and see a lot of places.
Bolo dobré byť naspäť doma. Videli sme veľa z rodiny a z miest.
But being home, you know, I always thought about being here.
Ale keď som rozmýšľal domove, tak domov bol vždy tu.
Because this is also home.
Lebo to je tiež domov.
And I just want to thank you guys. Some of you guys sent me some email reports, what's going on in the church and what's going on in your lives.
A tak som rád, že ste mi posielali správy e-mailami o čo sa deje v zbore, čo sa deje vo vašich životoch.
And it was a blessing to be connected that way.
Bolo to požehnanie byť spojený takým spôsobom.
And when I was getting the first emails, I was like, yes.
Keď som dostal prvé e-maily, tak bolo, že áno.
And a verse came to my mind and I want to share it with you because I'm sure Paul felt the same thing.
A keď vtedy šiel cez môj mysel verš, ktorý chcem sa teraz s vami podeliť, lebo si myslím, že Pavol mal to isté na mysli.
He didn't have email, right?
Nemal email.
But he sent some letters.
Ale poslal nejaké listy.
And he sent a letter to the church in Philippi.
A poslal list Filipenom.
And in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, he writes in the beginning of his email.
A tak v liste Filipenom, v prvej kapitole, verš 3 a 4, tak začína svoj email.
It says, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy, verse 5, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, verse 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until the completion of the day of Christ Jesus.
A tak od 3 až po 6. Ďakujem svojmu Bohu pri každej rozpomienke na vás, vždycky v každej svojej prosbe za vás, za všetkých, s radosťou prosiať vzhľadom na vašu účasť na evanjeliu od prvého dňa až doteraz. A práve preto dôverujem, že ten, ktorý započal vo vás dobré dielo, ho aj dokoná a zachová až do dňa Ježiša Krista.
So, that's pretty much my feelings about you guys.
Tak také mám ja pocity aj o vás.
That, you know, thankfulness for you guys.
Ďaká za vás všetkých.
And that God was obviously through the reports I was getting doing good things in you.
Čo za tie z tých správ, ktoré som dostala, som vedela, že Boh robí dobré veci vo vás.
And he's going to keep doing good things in you.
A bude pokračovať robiť dobré veci vo vás.
So, anyways, let's get to the study. That's not the study.
To nebolo to štúdium, tak poďme do toho štúdia.
That's just me expressing my love for you guys.
Ja vyjadroval svoju lásku k vám.
Okay, what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about home.
Budeme ho rozprávať o domove.
Because I just went home, or what used to be my home.
Prišiel som tam, kde to zvykol byť môj domov.
And then I traveled on to other places that weren't my home while I was there.
A som ešte cestoval aj na nejaké miesta, ktoré nebývali môj domov, keď som nebol.
And now I'm back in Bratislava, another home.
A teraz som naspäť v Bratislave, kde je môj ďalší domov.
And I've been kind of living out of a suitcase for a month.
A tak už mesiac žijem z kufra.
And it really starts, you start to think about what really is home.
A tak začnete rozmýšľať nad tým, že čo je naozaj domov.
And I woke up, I was up in the mountains, up in Northern California.
A tak som sa jedného dňa zobudil, boli sme v horách v severnej Kalifornii.
It's like our Tatras.
To je také ako tieto Tatry.
But bigger.
Kalifornské, väčšie Tatry.
Sorry. not taller, just bigger.
Nie, vyššie, ale väčšie.
There was still snow there.
Či tam bol stále sneh.
But anyways, I woke up and the Lord was just speaking to me about some things about home.
A som sa zobudil a Boh mi hovoril o nejakých veciach o domove.
And so I want to share some things about home, and there are things that I'm learning and I'm not quite done learning, but things that the Lord is speaking to me.
A som sa chcel zdieľať nejakých veciach o domove, čo Boh mi hovorí a ktoré nie sú ešte kompletné, ale
and home is simply that place, you know, where you feel comfortable.
Domov je proste miesto, kde sa cítite pohodlne.
The place where you can be yourself.
Do miesto, kde môžete byť sám sebou.
Where you belong.
Kde patríte.
Where you can, you know, kick up your feet and just relax.
Môžete si vyložiť nohy a uvoľniť sa.
You know, that you can go into the refrigerator and take anything you want out of it and eat it or drink it.
Že otvoriť ladničku a zjesť, čo chcete.
You don't have to ask permission.
Nemusíte si pýtať dovolenie.
And, you know, let's just cut to the chase. The point is, this place is not our home.
Tak to skrátiť toto miesto, ale tak nie je náš domov.
That's what the Lord is showing me when I was back there, that California is not my home.
A tak keď som tam bol naspäť, tak mi Boh ukazoval, California nie je môj domov.
But Bratislava isn't either.
Ale ani Bratislava nie je môj domov.
But heaven is.
Ale nebo je.
And so we're going to talk about going home.
Ak budeme rozprávať o tom, že pôjdem naspäť domov.
We're going to talk about a life of faith.
Budeme hovoriť o živote viery.
And the life of faith has been described in various ways.
A život viery bol opisovaný rôznym spôsobom.
Paul talked about it being a race.
Pavol o tom hovorí ako o závode.
Says I run the, you know, I run the race to win the prize.
Že bežím závod, aby som vyhral cenu.
You know, Paul also talks about the life of faith as a good fight.
A ešte o tom Pavol hovorí ako aj o dobrom zápase.
Literally in Greek, a beautiful fight.
O krásnom zápase.
Us guys, we can relate to that, right?
Chlapi sa môžeme v tom tak nájsť, že krásna bitka.
You watch a good action film, you're all, yes!
Pozeráte dobrý akčný film, tak si poviete, že áno.
Get the bad guy, right?
Dostan toho zlého.
Born Identity, good fight scene.
Áno, viem si predstaviť dobrú bitku.
But another metaphor for this life of faith is a journey.
A ďalšia metafora pre život viery je ako cesta.
Or a trip, right?
Alebo nejaký výlet.
We've all been on trips, right?
Všetci sme už išli na nejaký výlet.
Right, and you're leaving a place that's comfortable, hopefully, and you're going through this adventure, and you're getting to a destination.
Tak sa opúšťate to miesto, kde ste v pohodlí, vydáte sa nejakú cestu, máte nejaké dobrodružstvo a dostanete sa do určitého cieľa.
And in the life of faith, this journey, we are on a journey home.
A v tomto živote viery my sme na ceste domov.
And you're on this journey to a place where you really belong.
A ste na ceste na miesto, do ktorého skutočne patríte.
This place where you can be fully you.
No, domy na miesto, kde ste skutočne môžete byť vy sami.
This place that you've been created for.
Do miesto, pre ktoré ste boli stvorení.
And we're going to be in the book of Hebrews, so I just invite you to turn there.
V knihe Židom.
And we're going to look a little bit at this life of faith.
Budeme sa pozerať na tento život viery trochu.
We're going to be in a couple other places too, so.
Tak budeme trošku aj prevracať Bibliu, tak.
But before we get into scripture, let's just pray.
Ale predtým, ako pôjdeme do Biblie, tak sa pomodlíme.
Because we need to make sure that the Holy Spirit, not Jetlag, is speaking.
Musíme sa ubezpečiť, že bude Duch Svätý hovoriť, nie ten časový posun.
All right, Jesus, we need you.
Pane Ježiš, my ťa potrebujeme.
Lord, we ask that you would speak to us through your scriptures.
My ťa prosíme, aby si hovoril skrze tvoje písmo.
Lord, just reveal things about yourself and your plans for us.
A prosím ťa o zjav veci o sebe a o tvojich plánoch.
And we just give you the next few minutes to you.
Dávame ti tých nasledujúcich pár minút.
In your name. Amen.
Ja v tvojom mene. Amen.
Okay. The book of Hebrews, or the letter to the Hebrews,
tá kniha Židom, ten list Židom,
talks a lot about faith.
Hovorí veľa o viere.
And one of the first things it says straight away,
jedna z prvých vecí, ktoré hovorí hneď na začiatok,
in Hebrews chapter 11, straight away in the chapter we're going to look at, sorry.
Hneď na začiatok tej kapitoly, na ktorú sa budeme pozerať, kapitola 11.
It gives us a definition of what faith is, just in case we didn't know.
Tak keby sme náhodou nevedeli, čo viera je, tak nám dáva definíciu.
It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for.
Tak viera je uistením podstatu toho,
concerned of what we don't see.
Čo môžeme dúfať, aj keď to nevidíme.
So faith is living this life as if you have something that's not in front of you.
Takže viera je to, že keď žijeme život, ktorý nemáme priamo pred sebou.
Where you live it with a confidence that you have something that you don't materially have in your hands.
Je to žiť život s niečím, čo nemáme priamo hmotne v rukách.
Which goes pretty much against the way we do life normally, right?
čo je priamo v kontraste s tým, ako normálne žijeme svoj život.
You know, normally we want to be able to count it.
Normálne to chceme vedieť spočítať.
Measure it.
Odmerať.
Touch it.
Chytiť.
Smell it, feel it, taste it.
Ovoniať, vidieť, chytiť. You know,
we want to wrap it up in our senses.
Chceme to obaliť svojimi zmyslami.
And the writer is saying here, faith isn't like that.
Ale tento písateľ tohto hovorí, že viera nie je taká.
It's having a confidence or sure that what has been promised will happen.
To je to, že máme istotu v tom, čo bolo zasľúbené, že sa stane.
In living life that way.
A žiť život tak.
A few verses later in verse 6, it's going to say something else.
Pár veršov neskôr.
Says
without, verše 6 hovorí niečo iné.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and rewards those who earnestly seek him.
A vo verši 6 hovorí, že bez viery nie je možné ľúbiť sa Bohu, lebo ten, kto prichádza k Bohu, musí veriť, že je, a že tým, ktorí ho snažne hľadajú, je odplatiteľom.
Says our faith, us living our life that way, pleases God.
Hovorí, že naša viera, náš život, ktorý žijeme vo viere, sa páči Bohu.
I don't know about you, I'm pretty much very tied into the here and now.
Ja neviem ako vy, ale ja som veľmi priviazaný k tomu, čo je teraz a tu.
And I'm trying to unravel myself out of that.
A ja sa snažím od toho tak odmotať.
Because God says, his word says, he is pleased when I am out of that.
Ano, lebo toto písmo hovorí, že Bohu sa páči, keď som mimo toho.
And it says, because anyone who has faith must come to him.
Lebo hovorí, že hoci kto, kto má vieru, musí prísť k nemu.
And not just believe that he exists.
A nie len veriť, že on existuje.
Many people believe that God exists.
Lebo veľa ľudí verí, že Boh existuje.
But that's very different than living by faith.
Ale to je veľmi iné, to je úplne rozdielne od toho, ako je žiť z viery.
It's that we believe that he exists.
Lebo že veríme, že on existuje.
And we come to him expecting him to do something in our lives.
Ale že aj prichádzame k nemu a veríme, že bude niečo robiť v našich životoch. Očakávame, že bude robiť niečo v našich životoch.
Is everyone having a great life?
Máte skvelý život?
Everything,
niekto to má skvelý život?
Everything working out for you properly?
Sa vám to všetko darí a vám to všetko vychádza?
Don't even raise your hand. I know God is doing good things, right?
Ja viem, že Boh robí dobré veci.
But on your own, life is not going to be perfect.
Ale sám od seba Boh život nebude skvelý, dokonalý.
Right? You need him.
Potrebujeme jeho.
You need him to do something in you.
Potrebuješ jeho, aby robil niečo v tebe.
If we didn't need God, we wouldn't be here.
Keby sme nepotrebovali Boha, nemuseli by sme tu byť.
But we need God.
Ale my potrebujeme
Boha.
We
need to come to him expecting him to actually do something in our lives.
Potrebujeme Boha a potrebujeme, aby niečo skutočne robil v našich životoch.
That's what we're going to talk about today.
Tak to budem, o tom budeme hovoriť.
We're going to talk about this journey home.
Budeme hovoriť o tejto ceste domov.
This journey of living our lives as if God is here and he's going to do something in you.
Budeme hovoriť o Bohu, akože je tu a že bude niečo robiť.
And we're going to look at a life of a man that we are familiar with already, Abram.
Budeme hovoriť o človeku, o ktorom už niečo vieme, o Abrahamovi.
And we're going to kind of review very quickly some of the things that we've looked at in the last few months.
A tak trošku si tak zrekapitulujeme veci toho, ktorým sme hovorili posledných pár mesiacov.
Abraham is called the father of the faith. He's our example, he's our model.
Abraham sa volá otec viery, on je taký model pre nás, príklad.
In Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us that he did three things.
A v Židom 11 nám hovorí, že on robil tri veci.
Says Abraham he was called.
Hovorí, že Abraham bol povolaný.
He had a camping trip.
Bol na takom kempingovom tripe.
And he had a trip to the big city.
A potom ešte šiel do veľkého mesta na výlet.
So we're going to look at those things, and these things are going to be very familiar with you.
A tieto veci vám budú veľmi známe, tak si ich opakujem.
But we get a good summary here in verse 8 through 10.
A tu máme také veľmi dobré zhrnutie v 8 až 10. verši.
And I'm just going to read it for you, and then we're going to go in depth.
A potom najskôr prečítam, potom si to rozoberieme.
Says by faith Abram, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
Vierou Abraham, súd zvolaný, posluchol, keď mu kázal Boh, aby vyšiel zo svojej vlasti a išiel na miesto, ktoré mal dostať za dedičstvo. A vyšiel bez toho, že by vedel, kam ide. Vierou pohostinil v zemi zasľúbenie ako v cudzej a býval v stanoch s Izákom a Jakobom so spoludedičmi toho istého zasľúbenia, lebo očakával mesto, majúce základy, ktorého remeselníkom a staviteľom je Boh.
So the first thing is calling.
Takže prvá vec je povolanie.
Everyone's journey home starts with a calling.
Každého cesta domov začína povolaním.
And remember Abram, he was 75 years old, he was retired in Turkey, in Haran.
Tak si pamätáme Abrama, on bol doma, už bol na dôchodku v Turecku, v Harane.
And God interrupts his retirement plan.
A Boh preruší tieto jeho dôchodkové plány.
And he calls Abram into this journey, right?
A povolá Abrahama na túto cestu.
He says, come with me to a place you don't have any clue about and I'm going to do some stuff for you.
A kam pôjde toto miesto, o ktorom ty ani netušíš, že niečo pôjde pre teba robiť.
And remember in Genesis chapter 12, we don't have to look there, but God says basically, come follow me.
Hovorí, že v prvej knihe Mojžišovej hovorí v kapitole 12, že poď a nasleduj ma.
And I'm going to make you into something.
A ja niečo z teba spravím.
I'm going to make you into a great nation.
Ja z teba spravím veľký národ.
I'm going to give you a great reputation.
Dám ti veľmi dobrú reputáciu.
And I'm going to bless you.
A ja ťa požehnám.
That you can bless everyone else.
Aby si mohol požehnať všetky ostatní.
And that's what that was Abram's calling.
A to bolo Abrahamovo požehnanie.
Jesus did the same thing with
povolanie.
Jesus did the same thing with his disciples.
A to isté urobili so svojimi učeníkmi.
Remember a couple guys are, you know, walking down the beach.
Teda nejaký pár chlapov chodiacich po pláži.
And they say, "Hey Rabbi, where are you going?"
Or what do you do,
you know?
A učiteľ, čo robíš? Kam ideš?
And he says, well, "Come follow me, find out."
Poďte so mnou, poďte zistite.
And he didn't say, "Hey, this is what you come follow me, spend 3.5 years and in the end I'm going to get crucified and then people are going to hate you."
Ani mi nepovedal hneď na začiatku, že poďte so mnou na 3,5 roka a potom ma ukrižujú a vás budú potom všetci nenávidieť.
He said, just come.
A iba poďte.
Spend time with me.
Poďte so mnou. Strávte so mnou.
And I'm going to make you something.
A ja niečo z vás spravím.
I'm going to make you fishers of men.
A ja z vás spravím rybárov ľudí.
You know, and I'm going to bless you. We see that they were blessed.
A ja vás budem požehnávať.
You know, God's calling is the same.
A Božie povolanie je to isté.
God is entering your life, he's going to call you, but he's also going to make something out of you.
Boh vstupuje do nášho, do vášho života, vás povoláva a takisto niečo z vás spraví.
And if we're willing, he's going to bless us so that we can be a blessing in other people.
A ak budeme ochotní, tak on nás bude požehnávať a my budeme požehnaním ostatným ľuďom.
Jumping back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9.
Tak sa preskočme zase do tej kapitoly Židom 11.
So Abram's been called.
A 9. On bol teda Abraham bol povolaný.
And now he's going on a camping trip.
A ide na ten do toho kempu, na ten camping trip.
Yeah. Kempu, stanovať.
Ide stanovať.
Stanovať.
Ide stanovať, áno.
Okay. Anyone go on a camping trip?
Na stanovačku. Už ste boli na stanovačke?
Does everyone like sleeping on rocks and sticks?
Kto rád spí na takých tých kamienkoch a paličkách?
Right. It's nice for about a week maximum.
Je to super na týždeň maximum.
Okay. But you know, a lifetime of camping kind of sucks.
Celý život kempovať, stanovať je nic moc.
But by faith, Abram,
ale vierou Abraham,
he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
Ale vierou si tam urobil ten svoj stan v zasľúbenej zemi ako cudzinec.
And he lived in tents.
A žil v stani.
As did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise.
A takisto ako Izák a Jakob, ktorí boli dedičmi toho istého zasľúbenia.
So by faith Abram leaves his comfortable retirement.
Takže Abram opúšťa vierou svoje pohodlné dôchodok.
Haran is a city.
Haran je mesto.
It's a pretty good city.
Také dobré mesto. Co?
Okay, and before, remember, he was in Ur.
Predtým ešte bol v Úre.
Abram's a city boy.
On je taký chlapec, mestský chlapec.
You know, he's like a Bratislava kid.
Taký Bratislavčan, tradičný.
You know, and God says, go out into the wilderness.
Poď tam do divočiny.
You know, live in a tent.
Choď žiť do stanu.
Because I've promised you something, but you got to live in a tent to go get it.
Ale ja ti zasľubujem niečo, ale musíš najskôr žiť v stane, aby si to dostal.
And you know, a tent is temporary, right?
Ale viete, že stan je taký dočasný.
If you don't set it up right, it falls over in the wind, right?
Ak ho nepostavíte poriadne, tak spadne na vás počas vetra.
Did that ever happen to you?
Však to sa vám stalo?
You set it up and then it falls down.
A že ste to postavili a potom to na vás spadlo?
They make them pretty nice now, but before, back in the day.
Teraz už ich robia celkom dobré, ale kedysi.
Remember when you had the poles and the little strings?
Pičky v strede a potom to ťahá tými šnúrkami dookola a zapichovať kolky.
You know, it's not a comfortable way to live long term.
Nie je to pohodlne, že takto je dlhý čas.
But Abram chose by faith to live in this very temporal, very movable existence.
Ale Abraham si vybral vierou tento dočasný stánok, nazývanie.
Yeah, that was very vulnerable.
Ktorý bol veľmi zraniteľný.
And not only did he live in a tent, he lived in a tent as a foreigner.
A teraz žil v tom stáne ako taký cudzinec.
Some of us are foreigners here, right?
Niektorí sme tu cudzinci.
I think you can relate to this.
Môžete sa s tým stotožniť.
You know, if you're a foreigner, you're an outsider.
Keď ste cudzinec, ste taký outsider.
You know, I'm here as a foreigner.
Ja som tu ako cudzinec.
I don't feel like a foreigner.
Ja sa necítim
tak
ako cudzinec.
I've been here long enough.
Ďaká Bohu, som tu už bol dosť dlho.
But you know, I am an outsider.
Ale som taký akože vyvrhel na pokraji.
You know, government can at any time say, sorry Patrick, you can no longer live here.
Aj vláda hocikedy môže povedať, že prepáč Patrik, ale už tu nemôžeš bývať.
You know, or you can do this, but you can't do this.
Ale môžeš robiť toto, ale nemôžeš robiť tamto.
I have certain limitations.
Ja mám nejaké obmedzenia.
I don't have all the rights that you Slovaks have.
Nemám všetky práva, ako majú Slováci.
There are certain weaknesses.
To sú to nejaké slabosti. Sú.
Like language.
Ako jazyk.
You know, or just how understanding how things work here.
Alebo pochopenie o tom, ako tu veci fungujú.
Right. And Abram willingly took some of those things on.
Abraham niektoré tie veci dobrovoľne zobral na seba.
Because God had called him to follow him.
Lebo Boh ho povolal, aby ho nasledoval.
And just as a quick review, remember we studied a few chapters about in Genesis about Abram.
Lebo sme skrátené taký prehľad toho, čo sme študovali tých prvých 12 kapitol.
Remember the first thing that happened after Abram was called? Yeah.
Pamätáte, čo sa stalo hneď, keď ho pán povolal?
He had a financial problem.
Mal finančný problém.
It's called famine.
Sa volal, že hlad.
Right?
Hladomor.
No food.
Žiadne jedlo.
Today we'd call it economic crisis.
Teraz to voláme, že ekonomická kríza.
Right? Where you're not able to meet your physical needs.
Keď nie sme schopní, aby sme naplnili svoje fyzické potreby.
And God brought him through that.
A Boh ho z toho vyťahol.
In chapter 13 of Genesis, we see he had a family problem, remember?
A v kapitole 13 mal s rodinný problém.
Living in this, you know, on this camping trip.
Na tomto, na tejto stanovačke.
In chapter 14, there was a war, there was fighting.
A v kapitole 14, tam sa vojna, bil sa ľudia.
There was a situation that had absolutely nothing to do with Abraham, but Abraham was swept up in it.
Stala sa situácia, Abraham s tým vôbec nič nemal a bol do toho zamiešaný.
And then remember in chapter 15, there's also fear.
A v kapitole 15 je strach.
Where Abram was dealing with his internal fears.
Kde sa on musí vyrovnať s takým svojim vnútorným strachom?
Would God keep his promises or not?
Mal nejaké obavy, že či Boh dodrží to, čo mu zasľúbil, alebo nie.
Remember, we studied all those things in depth.
To sme už preberali do hĺbky.
But God was taking Abram through some things on this camping trip.
Ale Boh na tejto stanovačke ho prevádzal cez určité veci.
Because he wanted to make Abram into something.
Lebo chcel z Abrahama niečo urobiť.
He didn't just call him, he was forming him or shaping him.
On ho nie iba povolával, ale on ho aj formoval, ho tvaroval.
In James chapter 2 verse 23, we don't have to look at it.
Jakub
2:23. We're told that God was shaping Abram to be his friend.
A čítame, že Boh formoval Abrahama, aby bol jeho priateľ.
That's what God's goal was, to shape Abram to be a friend of God.
Tak to bol jeden z jeho plánov a cieľov, aby si ho vytvaroval na svojho priateľa.
So I was just thinking about us.
Tak som na nás myslel.
Is God doing something similar in us?
Boh robí niečo také aj v nás?
Has God called you?
Povolal ťa Boh?
Has he asked you to let go some things?
Povolal ťa, aby si niečo nechal, opustil?
Has he asked you to go on a camping trip?
Spýtal sa ťa, aby si šiel, alebo chcel od teba, aby si šiel na stanovačku?
Into a life of faith that's a little bit unpredictable.
Do života, ktorý je tak trochu neočakávaný, nepredvídateľný.
We don't know where all the what's going to happen next.
Keď nevieme, že čo bude ďalej.
Anyone have any financial problems from time to time?
Niekto, ktorý tu máte z času na čas finančné problémy?
Family problems?
Rodinné problémy?
Any fighting going on around you?
Nejaké bitky okolo nás?
Deal with any fears?
Nejaké obavy a strach?
You know, I think God uses those things.
Boh používa takéto veci, si myslím.
To shape you.
Aby ťa vyformoval.
Because he's shaping you to be his friend.
Ťa tváruje, aby si bol jeho priateľ.
Because he's inviting you home.
Lebo ťa pozýva domov.
He's inviting, he wants friends in his home.
On chce tam mať doma priateľov.
And that's where you're going on this journey.
A tam vlastne ideme na tejto ceste.
So Abram's been called, he's had a camping trip, but he also goes to the city.
Takže Boh, Abraham bol povolaný, bol na stanovačke a potom išiel do mesta.
And we see that in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10.
A potom vo verši 10, 11. kapitoli Židom vidíme, že išiel do mesta.
So it says, for he was looking, Abram was looking forward to a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God.
Lebo očakával mesto, majúce základy, ktorého remeselníkom a staviteľom je Boh.
Abram followed God out of comfy retirement and went on an uncomfortable trip for many years.
Abraham bol povolaný z pohodlného dôchodku, išiel na nepohodlnú stanovačku na niekoľko rokov.
Because he was not so that he could get a promised land.
Nie, aby mohol získať zasľúbenú zem.
Not so he could get a son.
Nie, aby mohol mať syna.
But it says here so that he would go to a city whose foundations were placed by God.
Ale preto, lebo ako tu píše, očakával mesto, ktorého základy naplánoval Boh.
Because remember, he was living in a tent.
Lebo pamätáte, on žil v stane.
Tent is movable.
Stan je taký pohyblivý.
Tent is vulnerable.
Je zraniteľný.
But he was looking for a city which had a foundation.
Ale on očakával mesto, ktoré má základy.
In the Middle East, they oftentimes built their cities on what's called a tell, like a big hill.
Na v strednom východe stávali niektoré tie mestá tak, že našli taký kopec, pahorok.
You've heard of like Tel Aviv, right?
Akože sa volá, že Tel, tak sme počuli o Tel Aviv.
You know where you fly into Israel, right?
Tak tam, kde pristávame, keď ideme do Izraela, okay. Hlavné mesto Izrael.
It's built, the idea is it's built on a hill, it's fortified.
Takže je postavené na takom pahorku, je opevnené.
It's safe.
Je bezpečné.
It's solid.
Je pevné.
You know, and this is what Abram was looking for, something solid, something firm in his life.
A toto je niečo, na čo sa Abraham tešil, niečo pevné a nepohnuteľné.
A place not planned out by man, but by God.
Miesto, ktoré nebolo naplánované človekom, ale Bohom.
And that place is home.
A to miesto je domov.
And it's going to be awesome.
A bude to skvelé.
Paul told the church in Corinth.
Pavol to hovorí aj zboru Korinťanom v Korinte.
As a way of encouragement.
Ako spôsob, ktorým chcel ich pozbudiť.
Quoting the prophet Isaiah.
A citoval proroka Izaiáša.
He says, it is written.
Je napísané.
No eye has seen.
Ani oko nevidelo.
No ear has heard.
Ani ucho nepočulo.
No mind has conceived.
Ani mysel si to nevymyslela.
What God has prepared for those who love him.
Čo Boh pripravil tým, ktorí ho milujú.
You can't measure it.
Nemôžete to odmerať.
You can't count it.
Nemôžete to porátať.
You can't touch it.
Nemôžete to chytiť.
It's so much bigger than your senses can contain.
Je to oveľa väčšie, ako naše zmysly dokážu poňať.
Whatever you can imagine heaven like, it's going to even be better.
Všetko, čo si vieme predstaviť, bude to lepšie a väčšie.
And God is preparing that kind of place for you.
A Boh pripravuje také miesto pre nás.
And Abram was longing for that kind of place.
Abraham túžil po takom mieste.
And my question is, are we longing for heaven? Are we longing for home?
A moja otázka je, túžime po takom mieste, túžime po domove.
You know, when I was going to back to California, I was longing to go home.
Viete, keď som išla naspäť do Kalifornie, tak som túžil po domove.
After a month there, I was longing to come home to Bratislava.
Po mesiaci tam som zase túžil po domove.
You know, and I started to, you know, my thinking processes started to move in that direction, right?
A moje myšlienkové procesy začal pohybovať tým smerom.
And I had a question, are we longing for home? Are we longing for heaven?
Tak sa pýtam, že či máme či túžime po domove, túžime po nebi.
Because we are called to long for heaven.
Lebo my sme povolaní, aby sme túžili po nebi.
We're called to live our lives in light of heaven.
My sme povolaní, aby sme žili život v svetle neba.
I'm going to read a couple more verses from Hebrews chapter 11.
Ešte chcem čítať nejaké verše z kapitoly 11 Židom.
It says all verse 13, excuse me.
13. verš.
All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they're longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
13 a 16. Tí všetci pomreli vo viere bez toho, že by boli dostali Bohom dané zasľúbenia, ale ich zďaleka videli a boli presvedčení o nich a vítali ich a vyznávali, že sú cudzincami a putníkmi na zemi. Lebo tí, ktorí hovoria také veci, zjavne ukazujú, že hľadajú vlasť. A keby boli mysleli na tú, z ktorej vyšli, boli by mali času vrátiť sa. Ale takto túžia po lepšej, to jest po nebeskej, preto sa nehanbí za nich Boh, menovať sa ich Bohom, lebo im prihotovil mesto.
The men and women of faith described in Hebrews chapter 11.
Tí muži a ženy viery popísaní v kapitole 11 Židom.
Had all one thing in common.
Všetci mali niečo spoločné.
They were longing to go home.
Mali jednu vec spoločnú, túžili po domove.
They could have stopped at any time. They could have stopped their journey at any time.
Mohli sa zastaviť hoci kde na tej ceste.
Abraham could have gotten to you know, chapter 14 where the battle was, or chapter the other one with Lot, and just said, you know, I'm done with this.
A mohol sa zastaviť hoci ktorej kapitole v prvej knihy Mojžišovej, mohol sa zastaviť tam, kde sa stala tá veľká bitka, alebo kde mal problémy s Lotom, a povedať, že už mám dosť.
Any of us could get to some trial in our life and say, you know, I'm just done with this.
A hoci kto sa z nás môže dostať do takých problémov, že povie, že už mám dosť.
But if we have the hope of heaven,
ale keď máme nádej neba,
then that longing,
tá túžba,
it will take us through those things.
Tá túžba nás preniesie cez tie veci.
You know, if you're having problems in your family,
máš problémy v rodine,
just hang in there.
Iba vydržte.
God has something better prepared for you.
A Boh má niečo lepšie pripravené pre vás.
It is temporary.
To je iba dočasné.
It is just living in a tent for a bit.
Je to iba žitie v stane na chvíľu.
We're going to switch gears here and move in a different direction.
Teraz prehodíme prevodovku a niečo iné budeme rozprávať.
We're going to talk about Jesus a little bit.
Budeme hovoriť o Ježišovi trochu.
Because, you know, Jesus, I like Jesus that he doesn't ask us to do anything he's not willing to do himself.
Ja mám rád Ježiša, lebo nás nikdy od nás nechce niečo, čo nebol on ochotný robiť ja sám.
And in John chapter 1 verse 14.
A v Jánovi prvej kapitole v 14. verši.
Talking about Jesus coming.
Hovorí o Ježišovom príchode.
Says the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
Hovoril, že to slovo sa stalo telom a stanilo medzi nami.
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
A hľadili sme na jeho slávu, na slávu ako jednorodeného od Otca a bol plný milosti a pravdy.
Jesus had a calling.
On, Pán Ježiš má povolanie.
He had a calling to come here and reveal the glory of the Father.
Má povolanie prísť na túto zem a zjaviť slávu Božiu.
That's what this verse says.
Lebo toto ten verš hovorí.
When he shows up, we see his glory, God's glory.
Keď sa tu ukáže, budeme vidieť Božiu slávu.
That was his calling.
To bolo jeho povolanie.
To help us understand God.
To nám pomôcť nám pochopiť Boha.
And to bring us to God.
A priviesť nás k Bohu.
And to do that, it says he made his dwelling amongst us.
Aby to urobil, aby to dokázal, tak si urobil medzi nami pod dom, mm-hmm. domov.
The Greek word here for dwelling literally is tent.
ten doslovný preklad tohto toho príbytku medzi nami je, že stan.
God showed up and made his tent here.
A Boh sa ukázal a spravil si tu stan.
He set up his tent with us.
On si tu postavil svoj stan.
It isn't that what God did.
Ale to nie je to, čo Boh to spravil?
Didn't God come here as a foreigner?
Neprišiel som Boh ako cudzinec?
Didn't he limit himself?
Neprišiel ako obmedzený?
Didn't he give up some of rights?
Nevzdal sa nejakých práv?
Didn't he give up some of his authority?
Nevzdal sa nejakej autority, moci?
Didn't he come in a position of weakness?
Neprišiel v pozícii slabosti?
Jesus showed us the way.
Pán Ježiš nám ukázal spôsob.
He did exactly. He gave us an example of exactly what he's calling us to.
On nám dal presne príklad toho, čo chce a je od nás.
Another thing from Jesus.
Ešte jedna vec o Pánovi Ježišovi.
Jesus says very clearly we don't belong here anymore.
On veľmi jasne nám ukázal, že tu nepatríme.
That he has pulled us out of this reality.
Že nás vyťahol z tejto reality.
So that or this life in a sense.
Z tohto života.
That we might live with him.
Aby sme mohli s ním žiť.
But he's also taken us out that he can put us back in.
A nás ale vyťahuje von, aby nás mohol vložiť naspäť dnu.
He's blessed us to make us a blessing.
Aby nás on nás požehnáva, aby sme mohli byť požehnaním.
And if you can flip there, we'll look at John chapter 17.
A ešte ak si tam otočíte, Jan 17.
And Jesus is praying for his disciples.
Pán Ježiš sa modlí za svojich učeníkov.
This is before he is being crucified.
Toto je tesne predtým, ako ho ukrižujú.
And he says something very interesting in John chapter 17 verse 14 through 18.
A hovorí niečo veľmi zaujímavé vo veršoch 14 až 18.
It says, I have given them your word and the world has hated them, for they're not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of this world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth, for your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
14 až 18. Mm-hmm. Ja som im dal tvoje slovo a svet ich vzal v nenávisť, pretože nie sú zo sveta, ako ja nie som zo sveta. Neprosím, že by si ich vzal zo sveta, ale že by si ich zachoval od zlého. Zo sveta nie sú, ako ja nie som zo sveta. Posväť ich vo svojej pravde. Tvoje slovo je pravda. Ako si ty mňa poslal na svet, tak som i ja ich poslal do sveta.
So Jesus speaking about his 12 and by extension us.
Hovorí o tých svojich 12 a o tým rozšírením aj o nás.
Says once we received his word, we are no longer belong, we are no longer citizens of this place.
Keď príjmeme jeho slovo, už viac nie sme obyvateľmi tohto miesta, tohto sveta.
But when he's praying to the Father, he says, Lord, don't take them out of this world.
A keď sa modlí k Otcovi, hovorí, že nezober ich ale z tohto sveta.
Just protect them.
Ale ich ochraň.
Just take care of them.
Postaraj sa o nich.
Because just as the Father sent Jesus into the world, Jesus is sending us here.
Lebo ako Boh Otec poslal Ježiša na tento svet, tak Pán Ježiš posiela nás do sveta.
So you don't belong here, but God wants you to be here.
Nepatríš sem, ale Boh chce, aby si tu bol.
He wants you to live like Abraham as a foreigner in this land.
Chce, aby si žil ako Abraham, ako cudzinec v tejto zemi.
Just following him.
Ho iba nasledoval.
Being shaped by him.
Bol ním tvarovaný.
Being blessed and being a blessing.
Bol požehnaný a bol požehnaním.
And I think just as a side note, we need to have a little balance.
Poznámka je, že potrebujeme mať nejakej rovnováhu.
There's different Christians who've seen the things about the second coming or about heaven and they get a little bit weird one way or the other.
A sú rôzni kresťania, ktorí rozumejú nejaké veci o druhom príchode a trochu zastanú taký utrhnutý buď na jednu alebo na druhú stranu.
Nothing new.
Nič nové.
In the church in Thessalonia.
Zbor v Thessaloniki.
Where Frank and Susie, who were here last week, are going to be going.
Kde Frank a Susie pôjdu, tí, čo tu boli minulý týždeň.
Obviously, they need more churches there.
Očividne, tam potrebujú viacej zborov.
You know, they had some misunderstandings about the second coming of the Lord.
Oni mali nejaké nedorozumenie o tom druhom príchode Pána Ježiša.
And so they were doing some things wrong.
ho robili niektoré veci zle, nesprávne.
One of the things was they were just being idle. Some guys were just lazing around, not going to work.
A teda boli tam nejakí ľudia, čo boli proste nečinní, leniví a nechodili do roboty.
You know, why go to work? I just live off my savings because Jesus is coming back.
Na čo chodí do roboty? Ja proste vyčerpám svoje toto úspory a však Ježiš sa už čo skoro vráti.
You know, he's coming back soon, so let's just hang out here on the beach and just get some sun.
Príde skoro, príde skoro, tak ja budem len tu na pláži ležať, sa upalovať a už príde.
And Paul said, no, hey, you know, don't be lazy, get to work.
Ale Paul im hovorí, že nie, nebuďte leniví, choďte do roboty.
Live a good, honest life.
Robte dobre v tento, počas tohto
života. That was in 52 AD,
or roughly. To bolo okolo 58. roku tohto storočia.
And it's happened ever since, where there's just in different moves, and where people just, you know, thought the Lord's coming back right now, and just kind of let things go.
To sa stáva opakovanie počas až doteraz vlastne, že prichádza určité hnutie, ktoré hovorí, že príde Pán Ježiš, netreba, budem robiť toto a toto.
Like the Seventh-day Adventists, they came out of a movement like that.
Ako Adventisti 7. dňa vlastne povstali z takéhoto nejakého hnutia.
You know, they thought in 1844 Jesus was coming back.
A v 1844, že sa Pán Ježiš vráti,
you know, they're waiting on the hills in white robes just waiting for the Lord to come back.
A proste zase zhromaždili na takých nejakých pahorkoch, vrchoch a bielých robách čakali na Pána Ježiša.
You know, and the Lord didn't come back.
A Pán Ježiš sa nevrátil.
And they were very disappointed.
A boli veľmi sklamaní.
You know, and they've, you know, they moved on from that.
A sa trošku už sa od toho vzdialili, pohli sa ďalej.
But you know, they were checking out of this life before God was ready to check them out.
Ale oni už sa odhlásili z tohto života predtým, ako Boh ich odhlásil sám.
They thought the camping trip was over, but it wasn't quite over.
Mysleli, že už tá stanovačka už sa skončila, ale ešte sa neskončila.
You got the other extreme.
A potom máte ďalší extrém.
And we see this like in the book of Haggai.
A vidíme to v Bohu v knihe Haggai.
You know, where God had brought the people of Israel out of exile and they're back in the land.
A vidíme, Boh povolal ľudí naspäť z vyhnanstva, sú vo svojej vlastnej zemi.
God is relating to them, God is blessing them.
Boh sa k ním tak priznáva a požehnáva ich.
But they kind of forget about God.
Ale oni nejak pozabudnú na Boha.
They lose that hope of heaven. They lose that hope of what's coming next.
A oni stratia tú nádej neba, stratia tú nádej toho, čo príde.
And they, instead of rebuilding the temple of the Lord, they start building their houses.
Oni namiesto toho, aby začali stavať naspäť ten chrám, tak si začnú obnovať domy, stavať domy.
And they don't just build simple houses, they build villas.
A oni si nestavajú už len domy, ale si stavajú také veľké vily.
You know, they build, you know, nice houses.
Postaví fakt krásne domy.
You know, and Haggai has to come there and shake things up.
A ten Haggai musí prísť a trochu s nimi zatriasť.
And says, you know, you expected great things in the here and now.
Viete, vy ste očakávali veľké veci už tu a teraz.
And it's not working.
A niekto nejde. Nefunguje.
Because you've left the Lord's house.
Lebo ste nezanechali Boží dom v ruinách.
You should be focusing on the things of the Lord, investing in the things of the Lord.
Mali by ste myslieť a investovať do tých Božích vecí.
And I think that's kind of those two extremes. We either forget about heaven or we're so focused on heaven that we are completely useless here.
A to sú také dva extrémy. Buď úplne zabudneme na nebo, alebo na tú nádej neba, alebo sme úplne až taký nadšení nebom, že sme úplne neschopní, nemožní na tejto zemi.
I would encourage you, take Paul's approach.
A vás pozbudzujem, aby ste si zobrali z Pavla príklad, Pavlov prístup.
Paul's a guy who lived fully here.
A Pavol bol človek, ktorý žil úplne na zemi.
He did great at what he did here.
A bol super skvelý a úplne skvelo žil tu na zemi, robil skvelé veci.
Because he had heaven in mind.
Lebo mal v mysli nebo.
And that's what motivated him to go on his missionary journeys. That's what motivated him to write those letters to the churches.
A to je to, čo ho motivovalo písať tie listy, chodiť na tie misijné zájazdy a.
Yeah. And he writes, he says, I want to take hold of that prize.
A spíše, že on proste chce zachytiť, chce dostať tú cenu.
I press on towards that goal.
On proste tlačí, aby sa dostal k tej cene.
Because God is calling me heavenward through Christ Jesus.
Lebo Boh nás volá smerom k nebu cez Ježiša Krista.
So, just as we think about maybe how can we be City Light Church.
Tak keď si tak rozmýšľame nad tým, ako môžeme byť City Light zbor.
How can we be a light to the city?
Ako môžeme byť svetlom mestu?
Let's not let our desire to have a bigger church be our motivation.
Nechceme, aby väčší zbor bola naša motivácia.
Let's not let our desire to see people, you know, only know about Jesus to be our motivation.
Nechceme, aby to, že ľudia vedia o Ježišovi, bola naša motivácia.
But let our motivation be home.
Chceme, aby domov bola naša motivácia.
Let our motivation be heaven.
Nech je nebo naša motivácia.
That God is preparing a place for us.
Že Pán Boh pripravuje nám miesto.
And it's big enough to invite everyone into.
A je veľké dosť, aby sme všetkých tam pozvali.
Just a couple things for our church.
A iba pár vecí pre náš, ako pre náš zbor.
I think God has given us a calling.
Myslím, že Boh nám dal povolanie.
It's simply as Abraham to follow him, let him shape us, let him bless us and be a blessing.
Je to presne to, čo aj Abraham dostal. Nechať, aby nás tvaroval a aby nás formoval, aby sme mohli byť požehnaním.
We are called to together as a group to lift his name up high.
My sme ako skupina povolaní vyvyšovať jeho meno vysoko.
Worship.
Chváliť ho.
We're called to love one another.
Sme povolaní milovať jeden druhého.
We're called to be a light to those around us.
Sme povolaní byť svetlom tým, ktorí sú okolo nás.
That's what our calling is as a church.
To je naše povolanie ako zbor.
Our camping trip is here in Bratislava.
Naša stanovačka je tu v Bratislave.
This is where we camp out.
Tuto je, kde stanujeme.
This is where we do life, right?
Tuto je, kde žijeme.
This is where you're going to have all those external and internal pressures.
Tuto je, kde máme všetky tie vonkajšie a vnútorné tlaky.
But our goal is the same as everyone else's in this journey. It's heaven.
Ale náš cieľ je presne taký istý ako všetky ostatných, je cesta.
Jesus said a lot of great things.
Ježiš povedal veľa dobrých vecí.
But one great thing he said was, you know, don't store up treasures here on earth.
A jedna skvelá vec, ktorú povedal, je neskladujte si poklady na tejto zemi.
Where moth and rust can destroy it.
Kde mole a hrdza ich môže pokaziť.
Where thieves can steal it.
Kde zlodej ich môže ukradnúť.
Put up your treasures in heaven.
Ukladajte si poklady v nebi.
Where no one can touch it.
Kde sa ich nikto nemôže ani dotknúť.
Where it's in good hands.
Kde sú v dobrých rukách.
Because Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
Lebo Pán Ježiš povedal, kde tvoj poklad bude, tak tam bude aj tvoje srdce.
Reality is, how we, on our camping trip here in Bratislava,
V skutočnosti je, že na tomto našej stiahovačke v Bratislave.
Anything, any time, any money, anything that we invest here in the church.
Všetky náš čas, všetky naše peniaze, všetko to, čo tu investujeme v tomto zbore.
We cannot take it with us.
Nemôžeme to zobrať so sebou.
But we can translate these things into treasures.
Ale môžeme ich preložiť do pokladov.
And we do it by investing in people.
A robíme tak, keď investujeme do ľudí.
In souls saved for him.
A do životov, do duší, ktoré sú zachránené pre neho.
And then bring in more friends.
Prinášame mu viacej priateľov do neba. To kráľovstvo.
I want to share. I know I'm going a little bit long, but I just want to share
dve malé veci chcem sa podeliť.
Sorry, I was preaching last Sunday without translation, so.
Sobotu som učil bez prekladu, tak.
And it was similar message and I yeah, so I did the whole thing in half the time tonight. So.
Takže to odučil to za polovicu času ako teraz. To podobná kázeň ako dnes.
Anyways, I got a phone call on my way here to Bratislava.
Niekto mi zavolal na ceste sem do Bratislavy.
And I was literally like about to get into the car to drive to the airport.
A už sme skoro boli v aute a odcestovali sme na letisko.
It was a good call, but it was a hard call.
Bol to dobrý telefonát, ale ťažký.
And I got a phone call from my aunt Marcia.
A dostal som telefonát od mojej tety Marce.
And she's not my real aunt, but she's been a good friend of our family since I was very young.
Ona nie je moja skutočná teta, ale veľmi dobrá priateľka našej rodiny, odkedy som bol veľmi malý.
She's someone who has invested a lot in me.
A je to niekto, kto veľmi do mňa investoval.
Who's, you know, placed her treasures in the right place.
Ktorá mu dala svoje poklady na správne miesto.
You know, trying to raise me up in the Lord.
Vychovávajúc jeho v Pánovi.
And the short of it is that she's dying.
No, skrátky je to, že proste ona umiera.
And she has very bad cancer.
A má veľmi zlú rakovinu.
And she basically called me to say goodbye.
A zavolala mi, aby mi povedala s Bohom.
And it was a tough call.
A bol to ťažký telefonát.
You know, because she lives on the other side of the country, I wasn't able to see her.
Ona bola na opačnej strane krajiny, ona žije, nebol schopný ju vidieť, stretnúť.
And she knows that her time is coming.
A ona vie, že už jej čas prichádza.
And but she kept saying
over and over, stále dookola,
is that, you know, I'm at peace.
Ale že mám pokoj.
I know that I'm going to be with the Lord.
Lebo viem, že budem s Pánom.
And
she
has that hope of heaven.
Ona má tú nádej neba.
She has that vision that she is going home.
Ona má tú víziu, že ide domov.
And it was great. She was not asking for sympathy or for pity or for encouragement at all.
Ona ani si nepýta vôbec žiadne také, že porozumenie, pochopenie alebo nejakú lútosť.
But she is actually trying to encourage me.
Ona sa snaží skôr pozbudiť jeho.
She says, you know, just go back and be blessed.
Ona hovorí, že choď naspäť a buď požehnaný.
Go back and do the things God's calling you to do.
A choď naspäť a rob veci, čo ťa Boh volá robiť.
I'm proud that you're doing the things that God has you to do.
Ja som strašne hrdá, že Boh, že robíš veci, ktoré Boh chce, aby si robil.
And she would like to be with us, but she understands that we're supposed to be here.
Ona by rada bola s nami, ale vie, že my musíme byť tu.
Keep pressing on.
Proste stále choď dopredu, tlač.
And she can say this, and she's lived that. It's not just now, she's been living it for years.
A to nie je len teraz, ona proste toto už žila roky.
Because she has a hope of heaven.
Ona má nádej neba.
She knows where she's going.
Ona vie, kde ide.
And she wants others to go there.
A ona chce, aby jej iní tam išli.
And that's a great life to live.
A to je skutočne skvelý život, taký žiť.
We can't take the things with us.
My nemôžeme si veci zobrať so sebou.
But we can send it forward.
Ale môžeme si ich poslať dopredu.
I remember movie Gladiator.
Pamätáte si vo filme Gladiator?
The main character says.
Hlavný hrdina hovorí.
Maximus. What we do now echoes in eternity.
Čo robíme teraz sa ozvenou ohláša v budúcnosti. Vo večnosti.
The good things that you do in the Lord echo in eternity.
Tie dobré veci, čo robíte v Pánovi, sa ozvenou ohlášajú prenášajú do večnosti.
You can send treasures ahead of time.
Môžeš si také veci poslať dopredu.
To the people that you love.
Cez ľudí, ktorých miluješ.
People that you lead into the Lord.
Ľudí, ktorých vedieš k Pánovi.
And you may be feeling like, I'm not able to do this.
Ja, môžeš sa cítiť, ja nie som schopný to urobiť.
We're not going to read it now, but I encourage you to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Možno to nebudeme teraz čítať, ale čítajte 2. Korintianom 4.
The short of it is this.
Skrátke.
These bodies of ours, they're just jars of clay.
Tieto tela naše sú len nádoby z hliny.
And it's intended that way.
A je to tak určené.
So that this all-surpassing power is known to be from God and not from us.
Tak aby všetka táto veľká moc bola, sa vedelo, že je to proste z Boha, nie z nás.
We're hard-pressed on every side.
My sme utlačení z každej strany.
But we're not crushed.
Ale nie sme zdrtení.
You know, you're persecuted, but you're not abandoned.
Sme prenasledovaní, ale nie sme opustení.
You're not destroyed.
Ale nie sme zničení.
You can survive.
Môžeme prežiť.
Because there's God in you.
Alebo Boh je v nás.
The thing about this whole journey is you can't do it on your own.
Základná vec o tejto ceste je, že nemôžeme urobiť sami.
It's a journey with him.
To je cesta s ním.
Him taking you by the hand to his home.
On nás bere za ruku a vedie nás domov.
And that's why at the end of that chapter 4, first 2 Corinthians.
A na konci tej kapitoly, 4. kapitoly 2. Korintianom.
Says we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but what is unseen.
Lebo upierame zrak na to, čo je neviditeľné, nie na to, čo je viditeľné.
For what is seen is temporary.
Lebo to, čo sa dá vidieť, je dočasné.
But what is unseen is eternal.
Lebo to, čo nevidíme, je večné.
Hebrews, writer of Hebrews will say, let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
Ten, kto napísal Židom list, tú knihu Židom, hovorí, že upríme svoj zrak na Ježiša.
So that's my encouragement for us individually.
To je moje povzbudenie pre nás individuálne, jednotlivo.
And also as a church.
Aj pre ako zbor.
That Jesus would be our focus.
Že Ježiš by bol náš, by sme boli zaostrení na Ježiša.
walking with him home would be our focus.
Aby sme si to kráčanie s ním domov by bolo našou prioritou.
And we would do that together and we would help each other do that together.
Aby sme si pomáhali navzájom, aby sme to robili spolu.
Let's just do this. I'm going to pray and then is that it, Eric? Anything else?
Ja sa budem modliť. Ešte pýtam Erika, či ešte niečo.
All right. So I'll just end with a prayer and then Eric will do a couple announcements.
Takže ja sa pomodlím a Erik bude mať nejaké oznámy.
Lord, we just thank you that you've called us home.
Pane, ti len ďakujem, že si nás povolal domov.
Lord, that you said you prepared a place for us in your house.
Že si povedal, že si pripravil nám miesto v svojom dome.
Lord, and it's good.
A je to dobré.
Lord, we look forward to that.
A že sa tešíme na to.
Lord, we ask you help us to just keep you in mind all the time.
My ťa prosujem, si nám pomáhal, aby sme ťa držali vo svojej mysli stále.
Lord, forgive us for all the things we clutter our life with.
Odpusť nám všetky veci, s ktorými si tak zaneprázdňujeme život.
Lord, we ask that you'd remove those things from our life.
My ťa prosíme, aby si odstránil tie veci z nášho života.
Lord, we thank you that as we receive your word that we can go back into this world.
Ďakujeme, že môžeme prijať tvoje slovo aj z nás späť do tohto sveta.
And I just pray, Lord, that you would just give each of us, Lord, very specific specific things to do, Lord.
A ťa prosím, aby si každému z nás dal veľmi špecifické veci, ktoré máme robiť.
Lord, very specific people that we can invest in.
Veľmi určitých ľudí, do ktorých môžeme investovať.
Lord, and that you would use us by your spirit in those lives.
Aby si používal nás skrze svojho ducha v ich životoch.
Lord, and that they would be our treasures.
Aby oni boli naše poklady.
And we just give you ourselves in your name. Amen.
A my sa dávame tebe v tvojom mene. Amen.